Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Very special interview now, Michael.
We have. Now, who was your favourite guest on MasterChef in the very first series?
Yeah, Julie Goodwin. And everybody remembers. So yeah. You always remember the first person
exactly.
that won.
It's great to welcome to the show, Julie Goodwin. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Those days probably feel like years ago, do they?
Well, they kind of were years ago.
Yeah.
It was, 2009.
So wow.
4 years this year. But it's hard to remember life before it, to be honest.
You have become, though, a real well-known Australian, you know, like not only...
A household name.
Well, yeah, because you're in, you know, Australian Women's Weekly and you're sort of promoting GLAAD and goodness knows what. But that transformation for you, you know, going from your life pre-MasterChef to now, what has that been like for you?
What I say to people is that at its heart, my life is still the same. You know, I'm still in the same home with my kids. I still spend more time with my family than anyone else. Still got the same mates. We do the same stuff. But in terms of what I do for a living and what the opportunities, I suppose, that my family's been given, it's been extraordinary. I mean, we've been able to travel. We've been able to do all kinds of things and meet all kinds of people that we never, ever dreamed of.
Mm. But I think watching you on TV, what I think appealed to the Australian public was we watched you build up your confidence and grow and become more comfortable with who you were on camera and at home in our living rooms. And you know, and then you win it. And I can still remember that shocked look on your face. It's like, how is this happening?
I was shocked. I mean, there's sort of an element of if you can't believe you can do it, then you might as well go home. So I had to have an element of you know, believing that I could do it.
As you said, it was way back in 2009. You're getting a pretty good run.
I am getting a good run. And to be honest, when the second series came on, you know, right before the finale, people were saying to me, oh, well, I hope you enjoyed your year. You know, I hope it's been good while it lasted. Really, I guess... I do put some effort into keeping things going. I love writing books. I'd love to write books for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So everything I do is kind of geared towards remaining relevant enough to people that the publishers want to keep publishing my books. But, you know, if it all goes away tomorrow, I have still benefited so very much.
Yeah.
And I feel so blessed for all of these things to have happened that, honestly, I won't mind. I mean, worst case scenario, I go back to my old life and there was nothing wrong with that.
What did you do with, from a work point of view, what were you doing?
Mick, that's my husband, and I have a small IT services business.
Okay.
So he's an IT consultant with a team of about 12 people, so I worked in that business.
Yeah. Look, with MasterChef bringing you back every year, you know, you're sure to get a good run, I think. Now, listen, one of your roles, or perhaps one of your new roles, is as ambassador of Child Funds. Now, you've sponsored children for many years. Tell us a little bit about that role.
Oh, I was really, really thrilled to be approached by a Child Fund last year. Mick and I have sponsored kids for a long time, and we've got 7 sponsored children in all different countries at the moment. And, you know, I'd always sort of known that when you send that money, it helps the child and it helps their family. But when Child Fund approached us and offered for us to go and meet one of our children, what we've come back with is an understanding of exactly how much it helps whole communities.
Mm. So how do we get behind this cause, Julie?
It's very, very simple. It's sponsoring a child. I think it's $43 a month. We elect to pay $50, and that extra few dollars helps to pay for the admin. So the money goes into the community. And what I can tell you is, you know, some people say, oh, you know, half the money goes on, you know, jaunts and things like that. What I can tell you is the quality of life it's providing for people in Uganda, in the urban poor and the rural poor, it blew my mind.
Mm.
I couldn't believe the difference that it was making in people's lives. Education, nutrition, you know, they're actually saving babies from malnutrition and they're educating children and they're offering training and opportunities for all sorts of people.
Julie Goodwin, great to have you on the show. We've been a fan since you arrived on our screen. And,
lovely.
Yeah, so lovely. It's great to have you on Mind Food. Have a great day.
Thank you and keep up your great work.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.